Hearings on Capitol Hill Wednesday as lawmakers try to tease out more information from him about what his investigation found. While Mueller revealed very little information not already in the report, President Trump had plenty to say about the day's proceedings. He defended the Republicans at the hearings who defended him and his presidency.
They were really defending our country. More than anything else, they were defending our country. But they were warriors, and they've been warriors for a long time. And everybody knew it was a hoax, especially the Democrats.
And he had strong criticism for Mueller and the work his team did.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today and with respect to the investigation. But in all fairness to Robert Mueller, he had nothing to work with.
Mueller emphatically denied that the probe was a witch hunt or a hoax. At the end of the day, very little new information had come out, except that Mueller's team chose not to subpoena the president because they did not want a long legal battle. Mueller also noted that it is against Justice Department policy to indict a sitting president. North Korea fired two projectiles off its east coast, according to South Korea's military Thursday. It is Pyongyang's latest provocation amid stalled nuclear talks. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles were launched from near North Korea's eastern city of Wonsan and traveled approximately 430 kilometers. The statement by South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not elaborate what kind of projectiles were launched. The North Korean launch could further delay nuclear talks with the United States. U.S. officials have said they would like to begin working-level talks as soon as possible. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Four mass graves with dozens of bodies believed to be Kurds killed by the former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein's forces were found in the desert of Al-Muthanna province in southern Iraq. The early exhumation